Next time on Willing to Adapt.
So today we're going to be talking about Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Or in America,
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Because Americans apparently are not smart enough to understand what the Philosopher's Stone is.
Harry Potter was like, I really wish I could have gone to Hogwarts. And like, I really wish like I had magic and all that stuff. When I was getting closer to 11, part of me really thought, maybe I'll get a letter. Like, you know, the logical part of me is like, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But the other part of me, the imaginative one, was like, I really hope I get a letter. I'm almost 11.
There's a difference between, like, if Harry would have killed a cat and spilled its blood and chanted there's that kind of magic
drawn
versus
like a pentagram on the ground.
Yes. And then how Harry Potter was more what they called mechanical.
I'm in Gryffindor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Are you in Ravenclaw?
I am Ravenclaw.
I'm not surprised. when people tell me they got placed in Slytherin, I always think, oh yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense for you. And then my second thought is, oh no. So, did you know Alan Rickman was handpicked to play Snape by J.K. Rowling?
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Harry starts getting on my nerves as the books go on.
What, you mean when he becomes a teenager?
When he becomes a teenager.
I specifically sat down, and as I read the book, I wrote down every change that I noticed from the book to the movie. And so I'm not going to go into every detail, because this would be a very long podcast.
Yes.
But it did remind me, I had this idea in my head that the movie was almost like a direct remake, or like adaptation.
Yeah.
And then as I'm reading the book, I realized how different it actually was.
Oh, yeah.